Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 12th. Today's word is darling, spelled D-A-R-L-I-N-G. Darling is a noun that means a dearly loved person. Darling can also be a synonym of the word favorite. Here's the word used in a sentence from Billboard.com by Katie Bain. Once reticent to share anything about herself with fans and the media, thinking it was cooler to be mysterious, the critical darling and dance world entrepreneur is now open and forthright. The origins of the word darling can be found in the very heart of the English language, and examples of its use are found in Old English writings from the 9th century. The Old English word dearling was formed by attaching the Old English suffix ling, meaning one associated with or marked by a specified quality, with the adjective dure, the ancestor of our adjective dear, meaning regarded very affectionately or fondly, or highly valued or esteemed, or simply beloved. English speakers appear to have developed a fondness for the word darling and have held on to it for well over 1,000 years. And though its spelling has changed over time, including variations spelled with a Y, with an E, or D-E-A-R-L-I-N-G, darling has maintained its original sense of one dearly loved. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.